G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Our words are very important if we wish to honour God. We can use words to hurt or to heal. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. Out of the mouth comes the overflow of the heart. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. This means if our heart is focused on things of this world, on ourselves, on material things, that's what our words will reflect. However, if we drench ourselves in God's Holy Spirit, if our main focus is on God and what he desires, then what we say will reflect him and bring him glory. Obviously, we are not perfect, and we will slip up from time to time, particularly if we are stressed. Anybody who has suffered chronic pain will know that praise the Lord isn't always the first phrase that pops into one's mind or out of one's lips. Of course, being in chronic pain or under stress does not give us a license to swear or be horrible to other people. At these times, we need to spend even more time with God, cry out to him for his help, acknowledge that we will fail if he doesn't fill us to overflowing with his Spirit. Do you struggle in this area? Remember to say sorry to God the minute you slip up, and then put on your robe of righteousness immediately with thankfulness, and tell Satan to get lost, because he loves to try and make us feel guilty.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.